Is daf ayin tes. So the Gemara, we got to around 10 lines to sit down. The Gemara says, Amar Rabba bar Rav Huna Amar Rav. Hasocher es hachamer lirkov alea. Person rents a donkey to ride on. And meisa lo b'chatzi derech. And dies halfway through his journey. So no sin lo scharo shel chatzi derech. So he pays half the amount. So he only got halfway to where he needs to get to. Vein lo alav el terumos. And all he has is tainas on the guy. The Gemara says, what kind of tainas? What's going on here? Hey Chidami, what's the case? If this place where the animal died, he could find another donkey to hire. So then, Tarumos my Abidase. What's his tiny? He could find another camel, or rather, not another donkey to rent. Now, if he can't find another donkey, so he's stuck halfway through in the middle of the road, nowhere to go. So why does he have to owe the guy anything? He can't go anywhere. He didn't get him to any place. So the Gemara says, Liolam de la Shchiach la Gurei. Really, it's a place where he can't find any other donkey to rent. Umishum damerle, he says, ilu ba'is lemesa ad hachi, lav agris ba'is lemesa. So the guy says, listen, I brought you at least halfway. Had you wanted to come to this place halfway, you would have to hired me and the donkey, so pay me half the price. So the taxi driver takes you halfway to the distance, and he drops you, my car died. Sorry, but at least I took you halfway. So had you wanted to come here, you would have paid me, so pay me half the price of the full trip. So that's the Gemara says. So it's interesting. So look at Tosfos on the top here to explain what's going on here. He says, Ilu ad hacha ba'is lemesa lav agra ba'is lemesa. He says, listen, if you wanted to come to this stopping point, you would have had to pay me. So Tema, the hashtamia, the lav ad hacha ba'is lemesa, lama yitin laschar. He didn't want to come here. Now he's in the middle of nowhere. Why are you making him pay you for taking him to the middle of nowhere? So Tosfos explains, Yeshlomar, the had the kamar liolam de la shchiach la gure. What it means is you can't find another donkey to hire or another cab to pick up. You can't find for the same price, but you can't find other taxis, but it's a little bit more expensive. The guy's not stranded in the middle of nowhere. So he did get some hana by getting to a closer place, and he's not left in the middle of nowhere. That's why he pays half the distance. He doesn't have to take off what the future payment he has to pay for the second half of the trip for the new taxi guy. Came into honest. The guy was honest. The masker, he didn't know his animal was going to die, obviously. So you don't make him, he doesn't lose out his pay. But the guy's not stranded in the middle of nowhere. That's the first pshat in Tosfos. Alternatively, inami kigon sheyuchal limchor scharasa b'makom shemeis achamer v'yarviachba. No, he actually dropped dead in another place where he could sell his stuff. He was bringing merchandise to sell in a further place. He dropped dead halfway through. So this place was a place he had a shuk he could sell as well. So he's not really losing that much money. But ena chanami, according to Tosfos, if he's dropped off in the middle of nowhere where you can't find another taxi or you can't sell your merchandise, ena chanami, it seemed he wouldn't have to pay anything. Okay, then the Gemara says. Further, the Gemara asks now, where are we? Hey Chidami, again, for trying to further clarify the case. Idamer le chamer stam, if he said, the guy says, I'll give you a chamer, just any chamer, not lav dafke this one, but any chamer, then ha chayv lahamid lo chamer, acher. So now the master promised to give him a chamer, so he is responsible for replacing the chamer. But idamer le chamer zev, if he says, I'm giving you this donkey, and this donkey happens to die, so then what's the halacha? If this dead animal, this chamor or the nevela, you could sell and buy another one with the money, so he has to buy another one, because that chamor is meshubah, and the money is meshubah to the socher. So the Gemara says, no, lo tzricha b'sheim b'damel likach. It's talking about a case where the donkey died, and the nevela is not worth enough to buy another donkey, not enough to buy another donkey, so that's why he's stranded. But so maybe what he should do is sell the donkey, sell the neveya, and he should be responsible to hire a new chamor for the guy to take him the rest of the way. Now, the first suggestion was use the money. The difference is to buy another donkey. Now we're saying to rent another donkey.
Ah, the first one was buying, not
renting. So now the donkey's dead donkey is worth $200. You need $500 to buy a donkey, so he can't afford to buy a donkey. So maybe what you should do is use the $200 to rent a donkey to take him the rest of the way, because he said, chamor zed, this chamor, this donkey, is meshivah to you. So why not have to sell the dead donkey and hire another one for the rest of the trip? So the Gemara explained, because Rav Litamei, Rav, who is the author of this whole discussion, is going according to his shita, which is what? Damar Rav, lo machlinan karna, we don't wipe out his money, his keren. Because if we now get the nevela and he uses the $200 to rent it, the masker is left with no money. If he were to buy another donkey, so he gets to keep the keren, he gets to hold that the keren there. But if he has to use it and waste it on rent, he's left with nothing.
I understand they have a mina that by selling the nevela, because at the first option after always was also schira, because what's the have a mina, you can sell a nevela and buy a donkey.
No, so it's a big donkey, and you used to buy a smaller donkey.
It's not even kosher.
I mean. Yeah, I don't know the prices, but let's say you happen to die in a place where the donkeys are very common, so they're very cheap.
I don't know,
but either way, if you could create a big donkey and you sell it and buy a smaller donkey, so you should do that. But then to make the guy sell it and use it in rent and waste the money away paying renting, so that we don't make him do, because that's mechal yerkana, that really he loses out on his keren. So how we see that Rav holds the itmar. Hasocher sachamor, a guy rents a donkey. Umesa lo bechatia derech, it dies halfway through. Amar Rav, im yesh bidamel likach yikach. If you could sell the nevela with enough money to buy a new one, that's what you should do. But lischor al yischor, but to use the money to rent, that you shouldn't do. However, Shmuel argues, Amar, he says, af lischor yischor. No, he has a responsibility, and this seems to be how we paskin, that you would have to sell that donkey in order to rent it. And even though the maschir is going to be michal nakarna, he's losing his keren, he's responsible to rent it out. What's the machlokas? Rav Savar lo mechal yakarna. We don't want the maschir to lose out his keren. As Shmuel says, Savar mechal yakarna. We do make him his responsibility. When he says chamer zeh, he needs to go so far as to say that, to even if it means to lose all of his money. Okay. Now, there's a discussion in the Achron. They want to know, how come above when, let's say the donkey dies, and now the Gemara says, if I'm in a place where I could find another donkey, so let me go hire another donkey, rent another one. What's the big deal? And all there should be is tarumos. So they ask, what do you mean? Why is that only tarumos? I need to go tirch. I need to go look for one right now. So why? That's more than just tarumos. That's taking away my time. So they give the different answers, but the simple answer is it must be in a situation where the donkeys are waiting there just to be. There's no tirch. It's right there. The next taxi. Yeah.
Also,
right, so that's why he can't make a test. Some say also it's an onus. So even though I really have a good claim, I need to now waste my time to find the donkey, but in the end of the day, I can't make the masker pay because the masker was onus. You can't.
Right.
But so I'm upset. So you can't have. That's what some say. Others say no, it's a place where the taxi's ready to go, and therefore there's no tircha involved. But if there's tircha, it seems like he might have some taina. Wasn't it onus? So I'm not sure how they would answer that question. How could you make the masker pay if it's a situation of onus? Okay. Mar now says, Mesiv asks the question. Mesive Yavesha Ilan, if the Ilan dries out, Oniktats, or gets cut down. So what's the context here? If you look at Rashi around 10 lines down, Yavesha Ilan, Misha Mishkon Ilan the Chaveiro. A guy borrows money and he gave a tree as a mashkon. Kihani Mishkanasa the Surah, the Ksafi Mishalim, Shnaya, we saw this earlier, Ilan Tepuk Ara da below Kesav Leil. I borrow money, I say, here's the tree as a mashkon. And during those few years, you're eating from the peros. And it turns out you ate as much as I owe you, so once you eat the $1,000 that I owe you, let's say, so then I get the tree back and the loan is canceled. So the Gemara says, okay, in that case, let's say the tree dries out, it gets cut down, so then the halacha is that shneim asurim, but both of them are asur to eat from this tree. Why? Why are they asur? So Rashi explains, shneim asurim bo, levakea etim lisrof, neither one is allowed to cut down the tree and use it for firewood. Disarf le lova, because if the lova use it, kali karna de malva, that means the malva has no mashkun anymore. And isarf le malva, if the malva burned it, kali karna de lova, now the lova has no karen. So neither one's allowed to use it if there's no fruit left on the tree, it's dried out, or it gets cut down. So then Gemara says, ketzad yase, what are you supposed to do? So yokach bakarka, what you should do is sell the wood and buy a piece of land. And now with this land, so the land, the malva will eat from the fruit, amounting to how much he's owed, and the lova still has the karen of the karka. So the Gemara says, why? But here, so when you buy the land from that person, so after, when Yovel comes, we know in Eretz Yisrael, all the land returns back to the initial owner. So either way, even though I'm the lova, right, the land's supposed to be mine, the tree that I gave you dried out. So we sell the tree, and we buy another land in my name, on the lova, and then you get to use it as the malva eat from it. But in 15 years from now, when Yovel comes, the land that I just bought is going to go back to the right of the original owner. So it's going to be mechal yakarna there. I'm going to eventually lose it. And we said above, according to Rav, whenever there's mechal yakarna, we don't sell. We don't sell the donkey to the schiris because mechal yakarna. So how come the Gemara and the Brisa could suggest here to buy land if in 15 years it's going to go back to the original owner, that's going to be Mechal Yerkarna. So the Gemara says, Hacha, b'mayaskina, what's the case here? Dezavin lei l'shisin shanim. You sold it for 60 years, so now I have years, I could use it for 60 years, so what's the relevance of that? Damarav chista, amarav katina, minayin lemocher sadeh l'shishim shana, she'eno chazeres b'yovel. How do I know if something is sold for 60 years, yovel will not affect it? So, shenemar ha'aretz lo simcha l'tzmitzus. You can't sell it for eternally, meaning what? Mi she'ein sham yovel, something that if there wouldn't be yovel, nitzmases, it would be nitzmases. So then we say yesham yovel, eino nitzmases. Then there is yovel because of yovel, it makes it not be eternal. That's when we apply the din of yovel, when it was sold indefinitely. But if it's a situation yatzazu shafa pi she'ein sham yovel, eino nitzmases, if a case where it was sold for a limited time, albeit it's a long time, but still limited time, it's 6 years, so then yovel doesn't affect it. So the case is where we bought this land for 60 years, and that's not affected by Yovel. So Gemara says, what do you mean? So after 60 years, it will be the Kachal Yer Karner. I, as a Lova, I will only have title for 60 years. Now, that's a long period of time, but still eventually it will be Mechal Yer Karner. So how could we allow us to sell this tree and buy a property if eventually it's going to be Mechal Yer Karner? Okay. So just Tosis points out, what's the Havamin here? Of course, it's Mechal Yer Karner. So there's a short Tosos here. He writes, "B'mocher sadeh l'shishim shana." He writes, "Kasaka daitech." The Havamin is, "Kaven d'lezman aruch kol kach." Since it was sold for so long, for 60 years, "Marchalo lo chashiva Mechal Yer Karner." Since it's so far down the line, yes, Mechal Yer Karner. The guy's 20 now. He's going to be 80. So what kind of business if he's alive even?
Most lands in the olden years, in the earlier Shalayim, they're from the church, and there's at least for like 80 years, 90 years.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Yeah. Uh huh.
What, in the old city?
Yeah, in the, let's say my apartment where I have my building, they made an expense. They gave it at least for 150 years, but it belongs to the church. The church owns a lot of the lands here, so that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, so either way, this property which we just bought for 60 years eventually will be Mechal Yer Karner. So how could we permit to do such a deal if Rav holds we never do such a situation where it's Mechal Yer Karner? So Ella Hacha b'mayaskin and bizman she'ain ha'yovel noeg. It must be a time where yovel is not being practiced, in which case it will never go back to the original owner. When you buy it, you buy it. So Hachanami mistaver, it's logical to say this, because disaka daitach bizman she'yovel noeg, if it's talking about a case where yovel is being practiced, mechal yer karner, and the guy will lose his karen when it goes back to the original owner. So the Gemara says, nitzachei litzivei v'nishklei. So Rashi says, Nitzlechei Litzivei, I lo l'mechal yer karner chayish, lamili lekach bakarka, yivka malves ha'etim v'yusrafim. If we're not concerned with mechal yer karner, if it's talking about a case of yovel, so we say buy the land, even though he'll eventually lose it, so why take the extra step of selling the land? Just take the actual wood, and just use the wood as firewood, and sell the wood. Why have to buy something else? If we're not concerned with mechal yer karner, why again take the extra step and buy a property, which will eventually mechal yer karner? Just use the wood, which is also mechal yer karner. So the fact we don't say that indicates that we are concerned with mechal yer karner. We don't say use the firewood, rather buy the property, which will not be affected by yovel, because lo mechal yer karner. So the Gemara says that's not really sensible, because imishim hav, that's your problem, lo kasha. Zmanin d'sham mulei shnei mashkanasa mikava yomam. Because sometimes the guy is going to pay back, the lova will pay back the money prior to yovel. So what's the relevance of that? So Rashi says, Zimnin d'sham mulei yimei mashkanasa, shanim shaya ha'ilan mimushkan lo yachlu lufnei ha'yovel arbo chameshanim. He might pay back the loan 4 or 5 years prior to yovel. V'osan shanim, those 4 or 5 years, yachal lovel, Esaperos, Kodam Shetoshiv Labailam, Lol Machal Yer Karner. And he's still going to be able to get he'll get some benefit from that property, as opposed to if you take the wood and use it right now, so then there's nothing left. But in a situation where we say buy a property, even though eventually it's going to return back to the property, at least Alova will get some Hana, possibly. He'll get some Hana of the remaining years if he pays back on time. Or Enam, he says the Gemara, an alternative case is, So, I guess, two different cases, I'm sorry. The first case is where the years of the mashkon will expire. You put a certain limit on the mashkon, or he'll pay back the money, and he'll get to use the property 4 or 5 years, and it won't be considered mechal yer karner entirely. He'll have some benefit from the land. Okay. Now, what the Minchas Chinuch points out here, he says, just like you could sell a property, it says for 60 years, that sale is a good sale. You could also sell a property for 1,000 years. Once there's no limit, you could sell for as long as you want. That's what the Minchas Chinuch writes. So they quote a safe in the back that says, no, if you sell for 1,000 years, that actually will not be a good sale. Because the Mocher says, if I sell for 60 years, so I can anticipate myself getting it back at some point. But if I sell for 1,000 years, so he's completely miyayish from that. So once he's miyayish on it, ends up being, it undoes the mechira. Yeah, ends up being litzmita in his mind, but he never really wanted to sell the land. But for 1,000 years, he would never imagine, obviously he's not going to live for that long. That actually undoes the sale.
It's almost like a shtick not to sell and not to give it back to him.
So again, that's Oma.
It sounds like he's doing a shtick.
To sell for 1,000 years.
Right, I mean, to skip Yovel.
Right, well, yeah, but I'm saying, yeah,
I understand what I'm saying. On the other hand, also, there's one more reason, is that it's almost like, you know, putting the system on.
Well, if you sell for 60 years, also, it's 60, 80 years.
No, 60. Ah,
100, I guess, what's the limit? 120 years.
Right.
Okay.
A sale, or if it's a...
What?
That applies to sale and
no,
collateral?
No, I think
they'll
never.
Just sale. It seems for what I'm seeing in the back, just sales. Okay. Then the Gemara says in the bottom here, the last four lines here of the Amud Tanu Rabbanan Hasocheres Asvina the Tavo Labachatzi Aderech. The guy leases a boat, and halfway through the journey, it sinks. So Rabbi Nasan Omer Im Nasan, if you paid the money to the Bal Hasvina Lo Yital, you can't take the money back. You lost the money. Im Lo Nasan, if you didn't pay the guy just yet Lo Yital, you don't have to give. So why? Hey Chidami, what's the case here? Ilema, if you say besvina zu v'yayin stam. So if you say the Baal Svina says, I'm going to give you this boat, and the guy says, I need to transport wine, any wine, I need to bring it some wine over this other side of the river. So then im nasan amai lo yital. If I gave the money, I hired this the boat, so then lo yital, I shouldn't take the money back. Why not? Amai lo yital, why can't I take the money back? Name ahavli svinasa da'ana maisina chamra. Give me a boat, and I want to bring the wine. So the situation here is, I don't fully grasp this, but it's where the, what?
About the wine.
So into the wine, so he says, I can bring any wine. I can still keep my part of the deal. I have a deal that I need to transport wine over to those guys. They don't care which wine it is, any wine. So I can still keep my part of the deal, so I'm ready to go. So now you're responsible to replace the boat, because on my deal, so even though you said this particular boat, and you don't have to replace the boat, I still need to get my job done. So since my tanai is still available, you have to pay me back the money of the rent that I rented the boat from. So I'm not fully getting this, though. I don't get why that is. Look at Rashi, just to maybe be clear in Rashi. Rashi says, Im nasan lo yitol. So, bitmiya, balo tainis hataveya bari, he's a very good taina, the bal ha-chamar, the yain. The chazaka mi tainis anitva. Darmalei, he says, havli ha-hi svinasa gufa, give me that boat that just sunk. Deha, obviously, you said to me, Svina Zu, this boat. Vana Maisina Kan Chamra, I need to bring wine here. V'olich l'makom she'hisnis, I need to go bring the wine to wherever stipulated to bring it to. Deha, ana yain stam amri, I said, any wine I need to bring over, and I can still fulfill my part of the deal. V'kevin de Baha yain yachal l'hashim tano, since he could fulfill his deal, chayiv hasapan, the Baha Svina, has to l'amri lo Svina, has to replace the boat. So, again, I don't fully grasp the svara here. Because if the Baal Svina said, Svina Zu, this boat, the boat's done with. Yeah. So why does he have to replace it? Even though I can fulfill my Tanai, that has nothing to do with you promising to bring me that boat. But the Gemara assumes, unless you have an explanation to me, that I would, in that case, I would have the right to ask for my money back. Now, if it's a case of Ela B'Svina Stam V'Yainzeh, if it's where the Baal Svina says, I'll give you a boat, any boat, and I said I need to bring this particular wine overseas, so then, im lo nasan, if I didn't pay the money, am I lo yitan? Why don't I have to pay? I would have to still pay the rent. Because the Baal HaSvina is going to say, he's going to name, he's going to say, lehav li ha'hu chamra, give me that wine. V'ana ma'isina svinasa, I could still hold my part of the deal, because I could just replace the boat. And since it's you, that you're not fulfilling your side of the deal, since your wine is lost now, so you have to pay me because I'm still ready to fulfill my deal. I'm ready to give you a replacement boat. So since you're the one backing out of this deal, you would have to pay me. Even if you didn't pay me already, you would have to pay me the money for this. So that case would also be obvious. So then the Gemara says, again, I don't fully get these svaras here. Any from the businessman, any ideas of what's...
I cannot read the small letters.
It says that the issue is that one side in each case can't actually do what the other one's asking, and therefore it's an unreasonable request.
Uh-huh.
Well, I mean, to some extent,
you can't do anything.
Still wonder why...
As my
no liability for the wine.
Okay, fine. I'm happy that you're on board with me.
Svina's a Yayin Stam, right, in the first case. So his taino, the guy's taino, with the wine is, I could still do wine, get your boat off the bottom of the ocean.
Right.
You have an obligation still to me, so why should I have to pay you?
But the boat is destroyed. He can't even sell it. It's worth nothing. So I would say to him, take the boat. So go after the boat and go get it. The boat's... You can't get it, so I don't get... If the donkey dies, we said, sell the donkey. But if the donkey is not sellable, so then the maskir is not responsible anymore to buy anything. So same thing, the boat's destroyed, so why is the maskir responsible to pay for replacement? So I don't get it. But okay, this is just going through, and the businessmen, you guys can figure this out. So the Gemara ends up saying that, Amar Papa ends up saying, Lo mishkachas la ela...
Here you already gave the entire money. By a donkey, we're talking about you gave half the money for half the way.
We said no money is paid. You have to pay half the amount.
Right, you have to pay the amount. And no one's contemplating you have to pay for him to have brought you all the way there.
Right.
Here we're saying, Im nasan lo yital is mashma, you gave the entire amount and now you get nothing back.
Right.
So he's getting paid the entire cost to bring you the entire way, which is different than the case of donkey.
But this says he gets to get everything back. If you say Svina Zu Yain Stam, I get all the money back. I don't get half or anything. I get all the money back. So,
in the first case, we said Svina Zu Yain Stam. We said Im Nasan Lo Yitol.
Lo Yitol. Of course, he should Yitol. The Gemara says.
Right. Am I Lo Yitol? But the point is that he gave all the money, so that his taina is to him. Get your boat off the deck. I gave you all the money already.
Yeah, but that's fine. Okay, so
you should have to at least give him back some of the money.
Uh-huh. Okay, but the Gemara didn't say that. The Gemara says he should take everything back. Sure. Okay, I'm not sure. It's not.
It says here that Tosfos said that the difference with the donkey, he could, in the area where the donkey died, he could have sold the merchandise.
But that was Tosfos and Amun Aleph, we said before he got here, right?
Right.
So here,
he has no recovery whatsoever.
Uh huh. That could be
the
difference. Okay, I hear that. Fine.
Yeah.
Fine. Okay. So then the Gemara ends up saying in the top of Ayin Tesema Beis, Amar Papa lo mishkachas la ella b'svina zuvi ayin zeh. You can only find this case of where I said this boat and you said this wine, where we're both in the same playing field here. And Rashi explains three lines down, ella b'ayin zeh v'svina zu v'lo b'yad zeh v'zeh l'ashem. Neither one... You know, the wine is gone, the boat's gone. No one's ready to fulfill their obligation anymore. So whoever claims the money, yad al-tachtona, meaning we leave everything in status quo. So if the money was given, we leave it. If the money wasn't given, we don't give it. And that's the situation. But, the Gemara says, aval in a situation, b'svina stam v'yayin stam, if I said, I'll get you a boat, any boat, and I said, I need to bring any wine, so then Allah is chokin, then you divide, you split it in half. So that's the case we were talking about before, where you would split half the cost if they're both cases of stam. Rashi explains, Cholkin im kibol yachse chetzi. If you accept the money, you have to return half of it. Vim lo nasan, if you didn't pay anything, yetin chetzi, you have to give half of the money. Sherei b'yad shneim lahashim. They both are, ready and willing to fulfill the tenai, to find the replacement boat and to find replacement wine. Vim yakiva nitva militin mechatzi yase tenau. Okay, so again, I don't fully get the first two cases of zu stam or stam zu. Those cases I don't fully appreciate. These cases of zu zu and stam stam, that I do get. Okay. Gemara now says, Tani Rabbanan hasocher sasvino parka lo b'chatzi aderech. The guy now rents a boat, and halfway through the way, he unloads. He unloads halfway. He says, I want to stop off here. You take a taxi cab, you want to go downtown. He says, you know what? Let me off here. There's too much traffic. So what's halacha? So he pays the schar shel chatzi aderech. He only pays halfway. Now the taxi cab is busy yelling at you. He says, what do you mean? I took you in the car expecting to take you all the way to the airport, and you're getting half of the way. That's not fair. The taxi cab only has complaints. He has tainas. So, hey Chidami, what's the case here? If he's in a place where he can find another guy to pick up, so why should he complain? Just get another guy. You can pay the initial surcharge fee. He's actually going to make more money that way. If he can't find any other guy to pick up on the way, and then the guy who walked out of the cab would have to pay the full amount, because now he's in the middle of nowhere and he needs to drive 50 miles to find another guy, so he's losing out in time and money. So the Gemara says it must be liolam de kumeshkachas laguri. Really, it's a case where he could find another guy to pick up. Ella, amai isle taruma. So why is he having complaints then? So he's making more money now, or the same amount of money at least. Mishum rafsata de svinasa. What does that mean? So says Rashi, rafsasa de svina, ri'ua hasvina, the weakening of the boat, shem misra'as beotzas chavilas achnas chavilas. Each time you come in and out, you're, the damage to the boat. So that's the concern. So that's it. So Gemara says, if that's the case, yihachi tanasa malyasu, that's a good umamono islay beg. It's not simply complaints. He's actually ruining the wear and tear. You're ruining the boat. So he actually has a monetary claim as well. So Ella, my parka, what does it mean parka? Parka litoana bigave. So Rashi explains the parka litoana bigave, bechatzia derech, halfway through, hosif lases bo chavilas shayu lasham. He added more things along the way, more bundles. He made a condition. You can put as much luggage as you want on. And I'm going to charge you according to the weight. He's going to pay more. So you're paying more. So that's the case. So then, so what's the complaint? He's getting more money. He's compensating for the additional luggage. So Gemara explains he's complaining because Mishum Mishinoi Daito Inami Lashula Yasera. What's the taina then? He's getting paid for the additional luggage. So Gemara explains Mishum Mishinoi Daito. Rashi explains Hayisi Savar Lalechas Maher Alachser Maher. I thought we're going to go quicker, but now that there's more weight, it's taking us longer to get to the next place. So you're throwing off my whole schedule. Alternatively, Rashi explains Alashla Yaserasa Tarchani Liknas Chaval Meyukar Kan. Now I need to buy more ropes. Why? Because Shesvina Mechabed, this one's heavier, Tzarch Lafliga El Amtsas Hanar. Now it's to go to the middle of the river where there's a deeper in the water, Lamakum Maim Amukim, where it's deeper, Shalote Gosheshe, so it shouldn't drag on the mud. But Tzarch Chavam Aruchim, now I need longer rope, so I need to pull myself in. Vata Loho Datani, you didn't let me know in the beginning, Shachnis Chavam Hatshichim La, I didn't bring in the proper ropes from the beginning. So now halfway through, I need to go out and buy this next dock some longer ropes for when we need to go docking later on. So that's his taina, which sounds like it should also be a monetary claim, but the Gemara says, no, it's not a monetary claim, it's simply a tarumos when he had to buy these additional ropes.
So the only thing, it's not that he has to go longer because he has to be in the middle of the lake, it's because he, or that he, it's just that he has to buy a longer rope to...
According to the second answer.
The second one.
But I don't know why this isn't a monetary claim, though. I need to buy something new, which I didn't need to have before. I had all the ropes at my house where I dock. I didn't bring the extra ropes because I didn't need it. Then now I need to buy a new pair of ropes, which I already have.
Because the guy asked me, so listen, you have to be ready for,
He understood that anything could happen.
Right.
Okay, he should have been prepared.
Also, you could say, listen, maybe there was going to be low tide. You should have been ready.
Okay. I hear that. Let's see. Anyone ask this question? No. Okay. Gemara now says halfway down Ayin Testament base. Tanu Rabbanan. The Braisa tells us Hasocher Sachamer Lirkav Aleh. A guy rents a donkey to ride on it. Socher Meniach Aleh Suso Lignuso Mizonosov Shalso Derech. The Socher, the one who's hiring the donkey, could place on it his clothing. Some say it could be food. Mizonos is food. Lignoso. Rashi's Lignoso means. Rashi doesn't tell us what it means here. Is that Rashi?
Which one?
Lignoso. I think it means drink, right? Let's see. His clothing. And his drink, and his water, and his food. So then mikan ve'elach. But beyond that, chomer me'akiv lo. But he wants more than that amount for that derech. He can't take more than that. Chomer. This reminds of all the by the rules of the luggage of the airplanes. That's what's going on here right now. Chomer miniach alav sorim v'tevin mizonosav shelos hayom. The donkey, or the owner, could place on the donkey the barley and the straw and all the food that the donkey needs for that day only. But mikam ve'elach, more than that day, more than one day's worth of food for the donkey, socher ma'akiv lo, the socher could prevent him from putting on. Say chidami, what's the scenario here? Idish chiyach lemizvan chamer nami lakev. If it's a place you're going along a path where you could easily find food to buy, so then even the chamer could be ma'akev. He should prevent him from putting on even the basics for the socher, because he could buy this next day. You're not going in the middle of nowhere. There's always markets to buy a place along the way. So if it's a place where you can't find buying any food, so then the socher shouldn't prevent the chamer from putting on more food because the donkey needs food for the next week. So what's the case? So Amar of Papa lo tzricha de shchiach lemitrach ulemizvan miavna laavna. It's a place where you can find, if you do tircha, you're going to go stopping off some big cities, but you have to go a little bit inside the city to buy the food. It requires some tircha. So in that case, chamer darche lemitrach lemizvan, socher lav darche lemitrach lemizvan. The chamer is a person who travels, that's what he does. So for him, it's not a big deal to go inside the city and find food for the donkey. So he's only allowed to put on for that day. But more than that, he's going to, at each stop, he'll buy more food for the donkey. But the socher, this chashiv individual, doesn't go out buying food on his own. He doesn't do tircha. So for him to start going around shop to shop looking for food, that's not his derech. So he's allowed to bring food for the entire period, even though it might be a week of travel, that much food he's allowed to bring.
Nowadays, they have
this
city give shop charges 5 times a month.
Yeah, right. Okay, so then the Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanan, HaSocher es HaChamra Lirkov Aleh Ish.
When it says Chamra, the Darkeya Lemitrach for the Mizvan, right?
Yeah.
So the owner of the Chamor, right?
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't mind.
Right, that's what he does.
So what is it telling us?
So he's only allowed to bring the day's worth of food for the donkey. Because later in that day, he's going to go to the next...
We're talking that the guy also puts his stuff on the donkey.
No, the stuff for the donkey. Whatever the donkey needs for that day. Somebody didn't talk about what the donkey...
Why do we care about that? We're not discussing that part of it.
We're discussing about
we're
who's...
Discussing like, the guy who's renting.
No, but both guys.
No, meaning, like before the guy who was on the donkey driver getting drunk.
He needs to put some things on the packages. So
the
what
driver.
Kind of package can you put in the driver? So he needs to put food for the donkey. How much food is he allowed to schlep on this way?
Well, this is not the guy who's renting the
no.
who's sitting on
no, the sitting, the guy is soaker, the sitting, he brings them for the entire derech.
As much as he
week.
Okay.
Whatever he needs for that
right,
derech.
Right, okay.
Because he doesn't stop off each way.
It's the food for the driver, for himself, and for the donkey.
As everything included together? Lav dafka,
right.
The animal?
It says Tevin, it says Soro Tevin, Umizon Roso. It's referring to also his own food.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Either him and the donkey, they both have to only get one day's worth.
Okay.
Right.
Fine. So then the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan HaSocher HaChamor Lirkov Aleh Ish. You rent the donkey for a man to ride the donkey. Lo Tirkov Aleh Isha. But you cannot allow a woman to go, because typically a woman was heavier. And back then, things were very different in what's considered beautiful than it is nowadays. But the Gemara, as we know, in Shabbos, tell us about certain things that women wear, certain jewelry. There's something that, I don't remember what it was called, but a necklace that they would wear to be very tight. We used to call it like a choker or something to make the neck, like the rolls, to bend over, because that was considered more attractive the heavier you were. So women were typically heavier than men. So if you hire, you rent a donkey for a man, you can't let a woman because she's going to be twice the size. And then Isha Rochav Ala Ish, if it's you rent it for a woman to ride, so then you're allowed to have a man ride it. The Isha, if you're tired to have a woman ride it, Bain Gadola Bain Ketana, regardless of her size, once it's for an Isha, the owner of the donkey has to be aware that it could be any shape and size. And Bain Gadola Bain Ketana, Vafilu Muberes Vafilu Menika, even if she is pregnant, even if she's nursing, so you're allowed to have such a lady ride the donkey. So the Gemara says, Hashta Minika Amres Muberes Mibai. So once you allow a woman who's nursing, do you have to tell me a woman who's pregnant as well? So what Rashi explains that Hashta Minika she shnei gufim, where it's two bodies, her and the child, Vavlad Kaved, it's very heavy, not very, but it is heavy, it's additional weight, Amris Tirkov in Vlad, are you allowed to? So Muberes, which is Chad Gufa Humibai, where she's one, still one being, so do you have to tell me that case as well? That's permitted? Of course that's permitted when there's still one case. So the Gemara says that no, Amara Papa Muberes Vihi Menika Kamar, where she is both pregnant and nursing at the same time, where she's one large guf of the Muberes, and she's also holding the Vlad, even in that case is permitted as well. Amar Bai says, Shema Mina, we learn from all this, Beinesa Akarsa Takala. So Rashi explains, what does this mean? Hai Beinasa Dak Hanimkar Beshuk Bemishkal. If a fish is being sold in the marketplace, per weight, per pound, akarsa takle, lefi krisa kovda, according to its stomach, its weight, im krisa gadol mishkala yoser. If the stomach is fat, that means it's going to be heavier. Okay, it seems like an obvious point, The Gemara asks, the Ma'inaf Kamina, Lemeka Chomemkar, says Rashi, in Ra'isa Dag Shekrisa Gadol, if you see a fish in the marketplace that has a big stomach, Lo Tikaneo B'Mishkal, don't buy it per weight, Ella Imken Yotzias Me'ah. First, what you should do is remove the insides, take out all that the junk there, and then you should weigh it and buy it that way as well. So look at Tosas for a second. There's one line, Tosas, Dibur Maschel, Isha Ben Gadol Ben Katana, Bish La Ratzel Lashanos Ben Katan Ben Gadol. Why not? They only say that the woman, whether she's a gadol or a katana, it doesn't make a difference. They should say the same thing. When I rent a donkey for an ish, it should say bein katan bein gadol. Why doesn't it say for an ish? Mishum de gavish chiach shem gadolim. Most men are actually larger than, they don't find really small men. Upshita da daita de gadol nami agred nihele. It's pashit that for the man, you have in mind even the large men. But for the women, I guess it wasn't as common, even though many times that they were larger than the men, they didn't come in big and small. Most of them came small relative to the size a woman should come in. That's why he has to specify isha bein katana and bein gadola. Now, the Rashi points out here, let's say a person does hire it for a man to go on, and you have an isha ride on it, so that you don't pay any nezek. It's not considered where there's a shinui, and now you're responsible for anything that happens to this donkey. It's simply saying that it's usher to do that. But if a person does put a woman on top of this chamor, you wouldn't be responsible for any nezek, he says. I'm not sure how he gets that, but that's the chiddush of the Rajma. And then they say, what about, let's say I hired for a yid to travel, could I let a goy? Is that considered a shinoi or not? That's a discussion in the poskim. Seemingly the weight should be the same, but it could be the way they treat the animal might be different. So that's a discussion in the poskim, whether or not a person can do such a shinoi from having a yid ride it versus having a goy ride it.